Composer Alban Berg's opera Vatsek is considered a landmark offering from the 20th century. It is a disorientating look at war, very much shaped by Berg's personal experiences, also looking to the past. We watch as a soldier descends into madness. The Canadian Opera Company is calling its co-production an immersive experience. It opens at the Four Seasons Center stage next week, Friday, April 25th. The run includes 7 performances through May 16th and tickets at coc.ca. If you've seen the production stills, you know that we are in for a visual odyssey with the creative direction of South African artist William Kentridge. He uses a rich array of media to tell the opera story here: video, projection, set design, painting, archival footage, film montage, and puppetry. So that gives you the idea. COC music director Johannes de Bus leads the COC orchestra through an unrelenting 90 minutes of musical modernism, together with the chorus master Sandra Horst leading the COC chorus. It is performed in German with English surtitles. The cast includes a brilliant roster of talent, including the man who's joining us here this afternoon. Tenor Michael Schade grew up in Germany in southern Ontario. He attended the St. Michael's Choir School, Western University, and the Curtis Institute. He's performed on the world's great stages, from the COC, Chicago, and the Met, to Paris, Hamburg, Vienna, and Salzburg. He's an officer to the Order of Canada and a Grammy Award winner for his recording of Bach's St. Matthew's Passion. He's recorded for Decca and Hyperion, to name but a few. Michael Schade, long time coming. Welcome to the New Classical FM.
It's so great to be home in Canada.
Great to be with you. I was just looking on your Instagram account ahead of this, and I was noting you were partying with Gustavo Gimeno and friends, and it's fun to see people in the classical music realm just getting together, having a glass of wine, having a good time.
Well, what it really speaks to is the kind of cultural hub that we have here in Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, people always talk about Paris and London and Vienna, and those are great cities, but you know, Toronto holds its own, and it's just nice to be back, and it's nice to connect with friends and new friends.
That's fun. I just went to Vienna for my first time. That's quite a city. I'm sure you spent plenty of time there.
Well, ever since COVID, my main hub is in Vienna.
Okay.
Also due to the fact that I'm a professor at the university there.
Yeah.
And we love it very much. But that is not to say that we don't love our roots here in Canada. And I don't know how many times I get some sort of Facebook note from some friend who says, "Hey, we just heard your Porphyrius duet with Russell Brown on classical radio. And I want to thank this particular station for always playing that, because it is very much part of my journey, also with the Canadian Opera Company."
We have lots of your great recital music as well that we've played over the years. In fact, we love all your records here on the station. We just talked about Decca and Hyperion, all these projects. Is there one you particularly cherish as you look back when you think, "Oh, that's, I love the voice there"?
Oh man, that's a really tough question to ask a singer which part of the recording he likes in particular. I do love my Schöne Müllerin that I did with CBC Records years ago. But,
nice.
You know, I'm also looking forward, in now 6 weeks, we'll be recording the Bach Magnificat and the never-recorded CPE Bach Magnificat at the fabulous Abbey in Melk for Deutsche Grammophon under Pablo Harris Casado, where I'm lucky enough to be the head of the Internationale Baroque Tage Festival. So I'm artistic director there, and it is a great pleasure to do that. So, you know, 38 years later, and I'm still going on, and it's just fun to still be able to do this for a living, and I'm very grateful.
In particular, the CPE Bach is fascinating, and we'll be looking forward to hearing that. Also, I have to say, I visited that Melk Abbey, and what a beautiful, I mean, it's a staggeringly beautiful location with some nice acoustic there.
Yeah. Next time you come, it's a Benedictine cloister, and those Benedictine monks, of which there's a lot of them still, are really, really fun, cool people. And the next time you come, you have to come. In fact, anybody listening, please come to our festival, which always takes place only for Whitsun, so Pentecost, on that weekend. And we do about 17 concerts. We have about 7,000 people that come. And you got to get your tickets early, because the average attendance for everything is about 97%. So we're very, very lucky. And it's gone, you know, like gangbusters.
It is a beautiful location. If I remember correctly, they've had to deal with some flooding there.
Well, the Danube does flood quite a bit, and it is something that they work at very hard, and they have walls up and things when it happens, but it can be very awful. But so far, so good since 2002.
Very, very special. And if you're just joining us, you know this voice. Canadian operatic tenor Michael Schade is with us. The award-winning tenor is here at Fort Berg's Vatsek on stage with the COC beginning next Friday, April 25th and running through May 16th. COC.ca for tickets. All right. So I think this piece is, to me, feels high risk, high reward for people who maybe haven't experienced it. Tell us about Alban Berg's Vatsek.
We are very lucky, I'm very lucky, to be joined on stage by two of my heroes that I sang Salome 2 years ago by Richard Strauss. And that's, of course, Michael Kupfer-Radetzky, who was Johanahan at the time, so he was St. John, and the ever-fabulous Amber Braid, who was Salome. And I was her not-so-very-lovely stepdad, Herod. And it's sort of like the three of us went to therapy for a year and a half and nothing's gotten better. In fact, everything's gotten worse. And that's kind of where this opera begins.
Yeah.
What you have to realize is that this piece written in 1925 is at the height of all the change that was about and was already happening in the world. If you think about world history, the First World War ends in 1917. 1918, the Spanish flu, which is we can relate to because of COVID. Then everything falls apart. The great empires fall apart. The Bolsheviks on one end, you had the socialists on the other facing this great new world in America. And what happened, though, was that poverty was unbelievable in Central Europe. And the great artists Kokoschka, Klimt, the great Otto Wagner, and all of these great fantastic architects, they all passed away in the same year. And music did very much what visual arts did. It went from Art Deco and more is more to Cubism. The buildings went from being ornate to being super, super simple. And music had hit I can't take this any further, sort of harmonically speaking, kind of limit. And so it was also reduced. Now, why is this important and why is this amazing? Because many of you are listening right now thinking, oh my God, I don't need to hear this, but actually you do. Because what happens is you are forced into a fabulous world because this is about all of us. And in 2025, when you look at what is happening south of the border and that rise and the experiments that they're doing with our economy and the world. And in my opinion, you have a madman over there, you know, like a mad uncle who says things that nobody's allowed to say at a dinner party. You are facing a world that is very, very scary. And somehow this everyman, this lovely man, Vatsek, who actually would like to help his bride, his fiancée, his love, who has to endure terrible things in order just to make a living. It's a reflection on our society. And what it is an unbelievable ride towards what will happen to us if we are not careful as people.
We had Johannes de Bus, who is your music director and your conductor, and he's got a big job ahead of him next week. He was here on the program. Here's what he had to say about Vatsek.
It's a very special production, I would say. It's a very special piece to start with. Unfortunately, we see certain things in history always repeat itself. The play on which this opera is based has been written in 1830, so 100 years about before World War I. At that time, Alban Berg picks it up and writes this opera. And now, 100 years later, roughly speaking, we will bring it on our stage. And I strongly believe that it will resonate in many, many ways and strongly resonate in many ways with our audience.
So echoing what you have to say there and sort of this kind of melancholy realization that these 100-year periods keep on repeating to some degree, I'm curious about this production because we look at the stills and it just looks unbelievable what we're going to experience.
And so I've been talking about how cutthroat and modern this piece is, even though it's 100 years old.
Yeah.
And how difficult the music is. The crazy thing is it's not difficult to listen to. You know, when you go into an art museum and you've seen all the great, you know, Monets and Picasso, and then you end up going to Picasso and things, you're suddenly forced to think twice. And that's kind of what happens to you as an audience member. So today I called because I needed to get my friend's tickets organized and so on. The box office, and that's always a big job when I'm here in Toronto, and I want to make sure everybody's
a lot of friends, yeah.
Right. You know, I said the famous question, so how's it going?
Yeah.
And they said, it's going fabulously. It's great. It's not like this piece is going to make us all, you know, beg for people to come. It's going really well. And here's a very simple reason for it. Besides a great cast, you know, and the young guns like Matthew Cairns and Michael Colvin and all these great young singers who are there. This production, thanks to William Kentridge, is not only cutthroat, but it's visually incredible. The whole huge set looks like some sort of, I call it a demented dollhouse, really. But what it really is angular and fabulous. And there is these wonderful actors who end up being almost like modern ballet dancers who end up helping us not only move things and the set, but they reflect our moods. And it's just really, really opulent, fabulous theater with great costumes.
And a tight 90 minutes, too. I mean, you're in and you're out.
And, you know, it's just like it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, I love it. Talk a little bit about the captain, and you've been known to play a villain here and there. You were a villain last time around, I think.
That's right. Yeah. You know, as a lyric tenor, you sort of start as the prince, and then you get to be a king, and eventually you end up playing these really mean, grumpy, horrible people. And I have to say, they're the most fun. I had such a good time playing Herod in that fabulous Adam McGoyan production, and
he was here not too long ago.
And you
good
know,
guy to work with.
Not only good guy to work with, you know. Heck, we even did a Hollywood movie with Amanda Seyfried and all these wonderful actors. It was just an amazing time.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so much meat in these horrible characters. And he, the Hauptmann, the major, he is just a horrible person, and he picks on every man. Every man being Wozzeck, any of us, in other words.
Mm.
And he picks on him and he goes after him. And even though he's horrible and mean, you know, he gives him little trinkets too. But he's like his entertainment. And he is together with a doctor who's always after Wozzeck. And both of them give him money for sort of experiments that they do. They can see how far they can push him. And that really is power upon us all.
That must be a bit difficult for the audience to watch that.
Well, but you see, sometimes difficult is good because difficult is reminds us of what we have. Now, dear audience, dear listeners, do not be worried. You know, if you're looking for Hansel or Gretel or Bohème, this is not your opera. But what it really is, if you're looking for drama, if you're looking to see The Braid, if you want to see the fantastic lighting and the amazing chorus, and you will just be blown away by how much you like it. I remember when I first saw Wozzeck, and I was thinking, okay, you know, put on your seatbelt. This is going to be a bumpy ride. And I was fascinated from the very first moment to the last. It is really, really good theater.
I'm going opening night. I'm excited to see you on stage and your incredible cast, as you've mentioned. And Michael Schade, this has been a wonderful preview. Thank you for being our guide here this
afternoon. Thank you. And again, thank you for having me here, and it's good to be home.
It is great to have you here, and that award-winning voice is here in Toronto for Alban Berg's Wozzeck on stage with the COC. It begins next Friday, April 25th, running through May 16th. 7 performances to choose from. COC.ca for tickets. Once again, the voice of Michael Schade.